I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I do feel like that's the theme of the podcast. I won't make you do anything you don't want to.
I will do it all.
Which is very good.
That's
to
on my Tinder
know.
Profile.
We're actually it's recording. So this is perfect.
Sorry.
I can cut it if you'd like to, but I feel like it's natural.
Well, people know it's for the lols.
They do know it's
people
for the
People know
lols.
That deep
it's
down I'm actually
lols.
Quite the prude. I do have the vocabulary of and the mouth of a sailor, but the thingamajig of a nun. And by thingamajig, I mean... I don't mean that.
Maybe habit. You mean habit.
I just mean I'm somewhat chaste.
Excellent. Good to know. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. And hello to you. Welcome to Full Coverage Podcast, a beauty podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. Brought to you this week by myself, the unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk, and professional beauty editor and podcaster Emma Gunawana.
I'm so excited. I literally am so excited.
You're our first ever guest host.
Oh my goodness. If I had known, I would have sent my rider ahead of me.
Like, no blue M&Ms. Like, only blue M&Ms. I don't know.
Oh, never blue M&Ms.
I don't know where you
artificial colours.
On that.
Okay. Terrible for you. Also, nobody wants a brown mouth. A brown mouth? A blue mouth?
Right, so we're going to start as we
so sorry, my heart really, because basically you said blue M&Ms and my heart says brown M&Ms.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're more natural.
I don't know, brown.
Just like, I've got nowhere to go
well,
with this,
just,
Emma.
I make a lot of brown jokes on this podcast because Harry loves a brown. That's the thing. Harry's always like, loves a brown. Loves the brown, that girl.
See, I feel like one of the main pillars of the beauty industry is finding... alternative words for brown.
Yeah.
Taupe.
Truffle.
Mushroom. Truffle.
Mm. Chocolate.
Lots of alternatives for the word brown. When actually...
it's brown, isn't it?
Why shouldn't we want a brown eyeshadow? Because brown eyeshadow suits everyone.
Yeah. Anyway, we're really excited to have you on the pod this week. Coming live from London.
Live from London. London I can town. See actual Tower Bridge.
It's very exciting.
With my eyes. And it's bluer than you think.
It is. It's a gorgeous day. Yeah, the and the bridge.
Well, no, the blue of Tower Bridge, you just sort of assume that it won't... I don't know why, but every time I've come here, because this is my second visit now, I've been surprised at the blue of Tower Bridge.
It's very blue. You don't think of it as a blue thing, but it's got bright blue...
thingies.
I don't know, the suspension chains and whatever, I guess. I don't know the names of it because this is a beauty podcast against all odds about what we've said so far. Very, very sad to be Harry-less, to be difficult eyes-less this week. But she is in LA, Harrying.
But we love Harry.
We love
Harry. And Harry, I hope I do you proud.
Hashtag pop fam.
Can I just say at this point, and this is a beauty point, so I hope it's okay.
Okay. That's,
I know this is your
help.
Podcast. But... lots of people, brands, have been releasing their summer palettes.
Yes.
Bronze Goddess from Estee Lauder, which is something I look forward to every year. Yep. Laura Geller. And
Urban Decay Beach.
Urban Decay. And every single palette has a signature colour, has a flare shade, one might say. And it is similar to the blue of
Tower Bridge Blue. We've talked about this endlessly all summer. But everyone's like, wait, why is there another neutrals palette with a pop of
with
turquoise?
A blue.
Yeah.
Did it start with Kim K in that sort of very, very rich
Mario.
Royal blue?
Yeah,
boo?
Maybe.
Blue.
It's a boo blue. Yeah, because there's the Bronze Goddess is the same. Beached is the same. Mm. Yeah,
it's like
maybe.
These shimmery, sparkling, like rippling water blue.
Yeah, but in with a load of brands.
They're brown. Just call them brown.
Yeah, brown and blue.
Brown and blue.
That could be the name of our anything that we do. Our collaboration
brown
palette.
And blue.
Brown and blue.
We'd have to be green and blue.
Yeah.
Because of eyes. I'm thinking eyes. You've got blue eyes.
It's 2018, though, but maybe it's 2019.
Yeah. Well, it's in the plans.
We'll get there. What I thought we might do now is some new news. Because people have already been listening for half an hour and going, lads. New news.
Calm it.
Yeah, we can't. We apologise. I'm deliriously tired. I should mention that. I just come off my book tour. I've got a book out.
It's called One in a Million. I've read it. It's absolutely brilliant. I think everyone should read it. And I think we should have a competition to see who can read it quickest.
Okay, there's no prize though, it's just glory.
The prize is that you get to read One in a Million.
I love you. But yeah, I'm just so tired, I might go fully mad. So if you haven't noticed already, I'm out of it. That's why Emma's here to keep us on track.
Also, which is not the best strategy you've ever had, because when you came on my podcast recently, it was a full hour and 9 minutes of pure ridiculousness.
It was, and I will link to that in the show notes, because if you've stuck with us this far, you might enjoy that.
You really might.
Yeah. So we're going to share some new news to try and tempt you back in. And then today's main feature is just going to be a lovely chat with yourself.
Oh, wowzers.
So, you know, hold it in for that, because I feel like we've already peaked right before we started when we were talking about muffs for about 20 minutes.
You don't know where I can take this.
I'm just going to burn through this new news then, because I'm very excited now. First thing up today that I have been newsed by. We've had some news. I'm so tired.
New news.
Too Faced are 20. They're 20 years old. And they have a celebration collection. I know. It's bonkers. It's the Then and Now palette, which is a palette of their original eyeshadow shades. And then the same shades in the same palette reinterpreted for 20 years later, which I think is a really interesting concept. And then a throwback lipstick collection, which is their original lipstick colours, but packed with glitter.
Wowzers. 20 years. 20 years.
How bonkers is that?
I still think of it as a young brand.
I know.
But that ain't young.
No, it can drink in almost all countries except for America. I feel like Too Faced is a brand I go back and forward with on how I feel about their products. Sometimes they're too kitschy, cutesy for me. And then other times I absolutely love them. But this looks really, I mean, this is right up my alleyway, if you will. It's just all glitter.
Like the idea of, so in the same palette, you've got the originals and then
a reinterpretation.
I think that's really smart.
Yeah.
I actually think there's something to be said for that. And I feel like actually revisiting some of those old palettes, because who doesn't have a palette stored away somewhere that they forgot about because they've replaced it with something else. And you go back and you realize how utterly wonderful it is. So to actually have the old sitting alongside the new.
Do you know what I want back? If I could have anything back.
Hang on. It would... I like guessing games.
Oh, okay.
What
makeup based?
Okay, eyeshadow, foundation.
Palette. It's palette.
Oh. It's not the kitschy one that was like a shell.
No, I've still got that, and I haven't used it since the first time I used it. And that really makes me mad. That was the Tarte Mermaid Make Waves collection, and it's a brilliant palette, but I can't take it with me or do anything because it's so massive and stupid. Because it's a great big seashell. But the eyeshadows are gorgeous. They're absolutely stunning. Yeah, there's another one with some pops of teal in it.
Huh? Pop of teal.
Pop of teal. That's the name of our album. The brown and the blue, a pop of teal. It'd be amazing. The Urban Decay face cases from the early 2000s. The little silver
pocket-sized
face case.
You know what you're making me think of? Hard candy.
Oh, loved hard candy. It's back in the States, but it's in Walmart. It's different.
First time I went to America back in 99, I went to Bloomingdale's makeup counter where and I had a hard candy makeover. And I bought everything.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Did you look like Drew Barrymore?
I looked very... No, I didn't look like Drew Barrymore. It was a lot of makeup. I was just, you know, I just had cash in my pocket from the United Kingdom. And I was like, please give me some makeup to wear. And
my
they gave
first
me everything.
Bloomingdale's counter makeover was Stila.
Was it now?
Yeah. In 2005, maybe.
Did you like how you looked?
Yeah, I loved it. Ooh. It was one of my first ever counter experiences. And I was just in love with the makeup artist. He was incredible. And he was actually did similar to the Tilbs. He was like, oh, get the fuchsia convertible color on those cheeks because the fuchsia will like make your eyes pop. And he was right. And I still use that to this day. I've got it here. Not so the same one. That's gross.
No. So that's over 10 years of...
Yeah.
I love that. When someone can give you something product-wise, that can just... You're like, boom, every single time.
Yeah. It's always a winner. I got that. I got the cloud eyeshadow. I don't know if they still do that. I got kitten because everyone bought kitten. That was Stila's signature eyeshadow.
What colour was it?
It's like a warm champagne-y taupe. It's light brown. Taupe because it's warm. Yeah, it's a warm light brown, and it was everyone loved it, and it was like, oh, it works for everyone, but it's too warm on me. It reads really warm, and it looks a bit pinky, and makes me look like I've got myxomatosis. But I bought it anyway because, you know.
It's interesting because somebody messaged me on Instagram this week about nude sticks, because I am all about the nudie pink lipsticks at the moment, and saying, oh, you would really suit Whisper. But I tried it when it first came out in the UK, which is about 2 years ago.
Yeah, it must
and
be.
It just reads really pale and it just drains me.
It's a shame. Drains me.
Drains me, darling.
Drains me, darling.
Drains me. It's like a toxic friend. I've cut it off.
But if you feel like it, you could buy those Too Faced palettes, lipsticks, so get yourselves out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull it back.
Sorry.
No, it's entirely my own fault.
I'm going to take a look at those and with great interest, actually.
It's loads of glitter.
I like the nostalgia of it.
Excited. Yeah, I think it looks like, because it's a fun thing to have because it's an anniversary palette, but it also looks really, really fun. I think it will be awesome going into holiday season.
Right. Tell me this though, because you're good at these kind of things. How do you wear glitter, shimmer, whatever you want to call it, as a grown-up? How do you do it in a way that's sophisticated? Because I feel like if I do it, I don't feel like I can do it very well.
So I just love glitter. So I think if it's Christmas time or party time, going out time, I'm just balls to the wall, do it. And I feel almost like it's a red lipstick thing where it's like, yes, just do it. It's not, you have to wear it and not let it wear you.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can be vaguely Sophia's. So I've been doing big makeup on the tour because it's obviously photos every
night. You were looking banging on that tour, Lindsay Kell.
Thanks. I'm going to accept that compliment and not push it back because I've had so much fun playing with my makeup every night. Doing a lot of I'll do a smoky eye, but then I'll do a big pop of glittery in the middle.
Now, that's what I was about to say to you. The only way I've been able to wear glitter / shimmer recently is by copying those Pat McGrath things where they get it on the ring finger and pat it into the middle of the eye, and then you get 3D eyes.
That's what I've been doing on the tour because it makes for a nice photo.
Ooh.
But if I'm going out, I even like it with a smoky eye. Like do if you're doing very dramatic smoky eye, that's almost a bit bedroomy and rock and roll, sexy, smudgy, messed up one. And then
Kate Moss, 90s.
Yeah, but then get the glitter into it. And not, there's a difference between sexy, sophisticated, grown-up glitter and just rainbow sparkles. You know, it's like, like you just have to work, like go tonal with it. It makes it pretty sometimes.
Yes, that's a really good point.
Yeah, so if I've done like a red, brown, smoky eye, I'll do the copper rose gold glitter onto it.
God, you make me want to put makeup on now.
I know, I love it. Let's do it. Let's just put loads of makeup on. So I'm going to be checking out those palettes because I love glitter.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
Also checking out Werther's. So I read a lot about these. A lot of people were talking about these and it was really split opinion, but I love it. It's a new collection from MAC called Plenty of Pout. It's 10 shades of lipstick and a gloss. And strangely enough, it's lip plumping with it being Plenty of Pout. Try saying that with a retainer in and 4 hours sleep.
Plenty of pout.
They're £18 each and they are on the MAC website. I'm sure also all MAC outlets. So I've got a bunch of them. I've had a couple of them to play with. I really like them. I think some people don't like lip plumping products because they don't like the tingle. And then other people.
Do these tingle?
Yes.
Ah.
And other people don't like them because they don't think they work. But I think it depends on what your expectation is.
I think that's true of anything in life, Lindsay. But
so wise.
No more so than with plumping lip products.
Right?
Because.
Right?
And I think it's like anything. Do you remember a product from Benefit called Lip Plump?
Yeah.
I don't think you can get that anymore.
No.
But I used to buy it, put it on, and go, why isn't this working? And it's because you have to know how to use it. And it's the same with plumping products that have a tingle in them. You can't just put it on like a normal lip gloss and just expect it to do its job. You almost have to, like, with the, so these, we've got them in front of us.
Yep.
So this lipstick, I would probably paint on. I wouldn't just apply from the bullet. I might apply from the bullet and then fiddle around with it a bit, maybe add a bit more. There's just a different application necessary.
Yeah. This is crazy, crazy lush, like me. It's a crazy lush.
I'm smelling it now.
There's a menthol in there. There's definitely a tingle in the gloss. So the lipstick I've got in Crazy Lush is a red. And I was putting it on with my finger because I love a blurred, bee-stungy red lip smudged in with the finger. And I got the tingle for sure. But, I mean, it's not going to make you look like Kylie Jenner. You're not going to put three vials of shit in your face. Do you know what I mean? Like, sorry. I couldn't remember any filler. Volbella, let's say, or Juvederm. Is that one that we use for lips? I can't remember. Mine's Volbella. But it's not going to have the effect of a filler. And I think that's the thing. Back in the day of lip venom, which was, it's got to be the first, right? Lip venom.
And that was cinnamon.
Yeah. And I remember bringing that back from the States and making, like, being a drunk knobber and putting it on boys when they were drunk and being like, nah. And then they'd be like, what is this on my face? Because it was painful.
It was uncomfortable. But it's a bit like the thing with these lip plumping products, and this is the way I try to explain it to people, so bear with me. It's a bit like if you never wear hats.
Okay.
If you never wear hats.
I don't wear
and then
hats.
Say you go to a wedding, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, it feels like I should probably wear a hat / fascinator situation at this wedding.
Always a hat fascinator.
All day you are aware that you're wearing a hat / a fascinator. And I feel like that's what lip plumping products actually do. Mm. They make your brain think about your lips more than you would normally, and therefore you're more aware of them.
Yeah.
So in your brain they feel bigger.
Yeah.
But they may not look bigger.
And there's always
do you like
illusion.
What I've done there
I
with
do.
Hats?
I see exactly
Thanks.
What you've
good,
done, and
good.
I agree, and I don't agree with fascinators. So
I agree with the woman who used a blue shower scrunchie as a fascinator with a Kirby grip because it matched her dress.
Yeah, that was fair. I feel like I went through a big fascinator moment in approximately 2009, and then just
were you doing lots of weddings, or was this just
I went to the races a couple of times.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And then I went to a couple of weddings and I was like, let's just put a massive thing on a headband and slap it on my head, and then I'm suddenly very sophisticated, and now I've got to look back at those photos and be like, oh, I wasn't. And I can't take it back.
Number.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ruined perfectly good outfits.
With love.
Yeah, so I'm against them. I really like these. I love the gloss. The gloss is really pretty. It's very natural looking. It's sort of a slight pink with a slight iridescence to it.
Mm.
That gives you the illusion of a full lip, whether you feel like you're getting plumping or not. It feels lovely on the lip.
Yeah.
It feels very soft. It's got that slight menthol-y tingle.
Yeah.
It's not as extreme as the Soap and Glory lip plumping gloss, I think, is epic. And that I feel like I get a very plump look, but then that's because it feels very stingy.
Is it thicker as well? This isn't massively thick.
No, it's not. I think this is a much more natural option. So if you're looking to look like Kylie Jenner, who's honestly just been sucking on shot glasses and not had 18 litres of filler in her gob, this is not for you. If you're looking for a really lovely lip gloss that is pout enhancing, let's say, and slightly tingly, which is refreshing in this weather, I recommend it. I like it.
I think considering this comes from MAC, who were the people who created Lip Glass, which I used to, if you look at probably the majority of Kylie's videos between 95 and 2005, she was wearing nothing but lip glass and her lips looked mega huge. This is actually much softer in texture.
Yeah, I love it. Dazzle Glass as well. Love Dazzle Glass. There's a glitter pink one. moving on, because batteries are going to die. But it's all okay. We've got new batteries. Everything's going to be okay, you guys. Professional to the end.
I'm just naturally anxious. I'm like,
I should never have told you. Tons of new launches from Miss Charlotte Tilbury all coming out.
Oh my word.
It's Christmas. It's basically Christmas. It's not. It's August. But it's Christmas as far as the beauty industry is concerned.
Oh yes. Yeah,
so
it is.
We call it Christmas in July. I know. I can't bear it. I'm refusing to look directly at the advent calendars. I won't have it.
I'm a cynic. I'm not a big fan of advent calendars.
Are you not?
No.
I just love stuff. And they're full of stuff.
And that's what it plays into. But 5 years ago, we went into these advent calendars.
No.
They're just sort of a bit markety. And I think they're great if you want to test things out. And I think there's a lot to be said for getting bargains.
Yeah.
But I personally am not a huge fan.
Well, we're not going to talk about those, so don't worry about
it. Sure, great.
What we are going to talk about is we've got a bunch. I'm just going to, we're going to give an overview because we don't have any of the products yet to tell you too much about them. But I know that you guys love C-Tilbs, so just want to give you a heads up so you can get them on those shopping lists. But we've got the new concealer coming out, and that's this month, so that is soon.
Yeah.
And I've seen amazing reviews of that, so I'm really curious about that. It looks like it's very high coverage.
Yes, so which foundation does it mimic? I think it's a franchise.
Is it Magic?
I think it is.
Yeah. Magic concealer.
What's annoying is that it's probably all at my local post office depot because I left too early to sign for the parcel today.
God damn you.
I've heard epic things about it already from people who've been using it and just saying that it is another game changer. And I think it's been a lot of from what I've understood, it's one of the products that's been in development the longest in terms of even before the brand started, in terms of Charlotte's
That's taken a while. Yeah,
like something that she's been working on for a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about the Superstar Lips that are coming this October, I think they're coming, which are the glossy lipsticks.
I'm glad that there's a softer texture for lips coming from Tilbes.
Yeah, because they're all very heavy. Mm. It's either matte or the... Even I love the kissing formula. I know Harry's obsessed with the matte revolution formula. But I'm very excited to get a glossy sheer version. And I Pillow agree. Talk's in there.
Yes.
There's six shades and Pillow Talk's
got its whole own, you know...
So exciting.
It's got its own show.
I know, does it? It's getting its own palette.
It's getting its own spin-off.
It's getting its own... Oh, let's hope it's not a Joey. Let's hope it's a Frasier, not a Joey. How could it be? How could it be? Anyway, yeah, I'm really excited to try those. I feel like I don't want to go down this road. I don't want to upset. And then we've also got the palette of Pops. Two new quads coming out that are just the glittery pops. We've just been talking about that. You'll be able to just use the Sea Tones.
I'll be able to just ring finger my eyelids to glory.
That's when you said ring finger. And then we've got the Stars in Your Eyes palette, which is this year's new larger palette, because we did one last year.
I'm here for it.
Did you like the one last year?
I liked
Instant. No, Instant Looks, the little square one. So it's the long.
I played with that at a press day. I haven't actually used it in real life, IRL. In all honesty, there isn't, and this sounds so entitled and privileged, but I haven't come across a Charlotte Tilbury product that I didn't like. Even if I didn't like it for me as a trained makeup artist, there are products. I'm not a big fan of Matte Revolution. It doesn't suit my lips, but the colours and the colour payoff are phenomenal, and using them on other people is incredible.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a sellout anyway, so if you want it, get yourself on that.
It's like a
list.
It's a tsunami of Tilbury products. It really is.
And she's not messing about.
No, I'm very happy about
it. You're here for it.
Yeah, here 100%.
Other end of the pricing spectrum. This is just something I wanted to draw everyone's attention to. It's not something that necessarily I'm massively into, but it's been hugely successful in the States, and I just spotted that it's come out here. So it's the L'Oreal Les Chocolats Ultra Matte Liquid Lips, and they have been massive in the States. It's 12 chocolate-inspired liquid lip colours. They're cheap as chips. Like, they're all under a tenner. They're all on special offer somewhere, aren't they? And they've been hugely successful. Everyone was saying sort of a Too Faced without the Too Faced price tag.
So 12 shades, did you say?
Yeah.
Chocolate inspired.
Yeah, but not
Does
really.
Does that mean they're all brown?
One of them's red.
Okay.
And then one of them's pink. It's they've gone, basically they're chocolate scented.
Oh, see, I was about to say, are they smell of chocolate?
But then I don't think they were, because I went and had a play and I think they're more vanilla-y than chocolate to me. They're not awful. I don't like a scented product.
No,
but they're not awful, and it doesn't translate once it's on your lip. You can smell it out the tube, but I couldn't smell it on the lip.
Are they a dupe for any other kind of matte liquid lip? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Too Faced has done this already. But
I'm thinking Kylie.
I don't care for that. So
you use those? I've never used a Kylie.
Yeah, I have, and I've just found it. I don't like because I'm in the States, so I don't have to. I don't like a matte lip on the whole. It's too drying for me and makes my lips look like a tiny puckered cat's ass.
And the commitment you have. And that isn't in fashion at the moment, but when it is, you'll be here for it.
When it is, I will be all over it.
I feel like with a matte lip, you have to put so much commitment to every other facet of your face. You can't do a matte lip on dewy skin, so you have to do heavy coverage and you have to do a big eye.
I can't. I'm not it's just not for me. I don't mind like a satiny lip, but I can't do a flat matte, and those Kylie are so matte. It's intense, and it is designed for those of us with 18 liters of filler in our gob,
because it does shrink your lips ever so slightly. And so unless your lips are very, very full naturally, you're going to get that puckering.
I'll always
feeling.
Be a glossy girl, because I'm always after that illusion of a fuller pout.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. That's new news.
Yay!
Woo! We got through it. Which means it's time for today's main feature, which is a chat with the one and only. I've not even had a drink yet. The one and only Emma Gunawada from the Emma Guns Show.
The only Emma Guns.
The only Emma Guns. Are you? You probably are.
I'd hope so.
You are to me.
Love you. I'm one in a million to you.
You are one in a million. I've got a badge somewhere. I'll give you. It says it on it.
Oh, well, I've read a book called One in a Million recently. It was really good.
Yeah,
it was excellent.
It was all right.
Well written. I just wanted to be in that book.
She's so good and better than me. So one of the reasons you're better at this than me is because you have your own podcast, Emma Gunn. So you have your own podcast. Tell us about it.
My podcast, The Emma Gunn Show, is a weekly interview show, I would guess. Well, really, it's just me having conversations with...
Is it, or is it the highest rated beauty podcast in the world?
Well, that too. No, that's very nice of you to say.
It's not very nice of me to say. It's factual.
Well, the podcast, I started The Emma Gunn Show in April 2016 and knew very much that I wanted to create a podcast, knew that I wanted to talk to my buddies in the beauty industry. I've been a beauty writer working for big magazines and online titles in the UK for nearly 20 years. And I just felt like I had other things that I wanted to say, mm-hmm. and I didn't necessarily think that written outlets were the right place, or didn't, you know, well, I couldn't get commissioned to do big long interviews with my mates, basically. And I was listening to podcasts anyway, not even beauty podcasts, because there weren't even any that I could really listen to, but I was listening to other podcasts and I thought, yeah, I'm going to do a podcast. And so, yeah, 2.5 years later, I've had all sorts of guests on. I've had you on a couple of times. Yeah. Great fun.
I know, is that of all people?
No, we've had excellent chats. And it's just been one of the most, or is the most wonderful experience, mm-hmm. of chatting to people, learning from people. Everybody has a story. Everyone is someone that you can learn from. And I try to create shows that are inspiring and entertaining and that give the listener information that they can go away with. So, you know,
I'd say you've done that.
Yeah, thank you. And so I sort of jokingly said on the podcast the other day, to when my brother was on, I was like, and that's something I like to call infotainment.
Classy.
Podcast fam.
Always pod fam for life.
Yeah.
Pod fam for life.
For life.
Oh, life. We're going to get tattoos of that later.
Yeah. Or piercings.
I don't mind which.
I do want to get a seventh. I feel like I need seven piercings.
Oh, I want to get a new piercing because I've only got my original ear piercings. That's all I've got.
Okay, we need to go to...
And yet a million tattoos.
Well, I want to get that one and then I'm done.
Okay, excellent. Well, we'll do that.
Yeah.
After. We've got to go meet Baggett.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll go and... We'll take Baggett. We're going to take Nadine Baggett to get pierced.
Only she drank more and we could like get her to get an earring that she regrets.
She's such a letdown. There's time. I'm still here for another week.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I was going to ask you, who have been your most memorable guests apart from me?
Well,
I know it's mostly just me.
It is mostly just you. Well, you're probably the guest that I WhatsApp the most.
That's because I know more about negligible senescence than any of your other guests.
True.
Flashback to the pod, you will have to go back and listen to it to figure that out. But it's basically why crocodiles are the key to eternal youth.
Yeah, Lindsay and I figured out anti-aging. We've like nailed it like a mofo. So significant podcast. Jen Sincero was a massive breakthrough for me because I read her books, mm-hmm. when I was feeling pretty low and rubbish. And the way that I dealt with feeling pretty low and rubbish was by telling myself what a useless person I was.
And not helpful.
No, but it is unfortunately a vicious cycle that one's brain can get into in that mental state. And I read Jen Sincero's books and it was like the crystal maze. They kind of gave me the keys to open the parts of my brain that I needed to open in order to leverage myself out of that position. And from reading her books, I then sort of took a punt on her publisher and said, mm-hmm. does Jen happen to want to chat? And a few months later, I was Skype calling her. And we basically had a really brilliant, what I found to be a really brilliant conversation, because she was very open and shared a lot of her techniques for basically living your best life. Her That's books awesome. Are called You Are a Badass and You Are a Badass at Making Money. And so that was really significant for me, because not only did I feel like her message helped me, but then I was able to get her on the show and help her share that message. So that felt really, really good. Gretchen Rubin from the Happier podcast. Mm-hmm. She was over in the UK promoting her book, The Four Tendencies, which I found to be a really useful book. I think she's an incredibly bright, inquisitive woman, but in the flesh, she's also very kind, generous. She's massively into children's literature. She's quite, she's very young at heart. She's got mm-hmm. She was very kind and sweet and chatted. And it was during 40 Days of 40, which was my birthday celebration extravaganza for my 40th last year. And she was so into it and she was just very kind. And then I will keep it to three, Michelle Visage, because again, it felt like manifestation. It felt like RuPaul's Drag Race is so positive and lovely, and it just is a there's something so life affirming about
it. Gives you life.
Drag Race, but it gives me life.
The children.
Yeah. And I've always said Michelle Visage is the beating heart of that show. I'd love to get her on the podcast. And again, it was like it manifested. And then all of a sudden, I'm speaking to her on a bank holiday Monday and I'm sweating so much because it was the middle of the summer last year that when I got up, I left a stain on the sofa.
Nice.
But
are you going to leave a stain on the sofa? Just
there will
up.
Definitely be a heat signature.
Fantastic.
But yeah, so those have been really important podcasts. But there isn't a podcast that I've done that hasn't made me feel really awesome, which is why I know that it's the thing that I should be doing.
Yeah.
If that doesn't sound too twee.
No, it sounds amazing.
You know I'm in love with podcasting, so.
Yeah, no, I know. But I think that's amazing. And that's what comes across when I listen to your podcast, is I know you mean every word of it. And it means so much to you. You're not just someone that's doing it. I think a lot of people take up podcasting as a thing to do, or it's the thing that's to be done right now.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if your heart's not in it, it's like writing, writing books. How I, you know, if your heart's not in it, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
Because it's too much hard work and it requires too much of you, and it rings false if you don't mean it. And you do mean it.
Totally. And actually, I've sort of, in a very lighthearted way, said, you know, the Emma Gunn Show saved my life. And when I interviewed Iskra Lawrence, her dad was in the room and her dad and I got chatting and he said, so how did the podcast come about? And I said, oh, well, I was feeling a bit down on my luck and I didn't really know what was next for me. I didn't know if I could continue working as a writer, as a career. And I said, so I made the podcast and this, that and the other. And he just said, so you created your own upward spiral out of it. And we then had this really lovely chat and then she was really supportive and really got what I was trying to do. So you don't, when you're in the mechanics of something like that, you don't realize what you're doing.
No.
But for somebody else to say to you, oh, so you found the thing that you loved and you pursued it and you're making it work.
And
that's
to
nice.
Put it in those terms to you, it's sort of, sometimes it can be a surprise. You don't realize.
And then who knew that off the back of doing this, I was going to literally have an international pod fam, which is you, Harry, Jill and Colleen in Canada. We've got Jess and Jen in New York. I mean,
it's bonkers, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It is weird. It does freak me out a little bit when I think about the first time our mutual friend, MK, that introduced us. And I was telling her that we were going to start Full Coverage. And the first thing she said was, you must meet Emma. And apologies to everyone listening, but I feel like I have known you forever. And
yeah,
realistically,
me too.
It's been 18 months.
Yeah, me too.
And
I talk
insane.
To you so much.
Yeah. And podcast made that happen.
Pod fam for life.
Pod fam for life. Piercings on us.
Yes.
So that's just, sorry, had to have a moment. But it is weird how these things, and I think you meet the right people at the right time that you need in your life.
Yeah.
And by following your truth, which sounds cheesy, but that's what you did. And that's what you've
definitely
created.
Definitely.
And I think that's where how you get the right people.
And I had a breakthrough in therapy. You feel free to cut this out if it's a bit too
because
much.
Because I am in therapy too. We discussed it on the podcast before.
But
totally
I was in therapy recently and I was like, you know, I never really felt like I had career success.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And I was always very frustrated. And then I was like, and it's no coincidence that after I decided to not please other people and just please myself, I created this podcast and now I've got not success as such, but I'm happy doing what I do. And that was a really lovely breakthrough of like, oh God, if you just listen to yourself, you're always right.
Yeah. And it ties into
trust
everything.
Yourself.
It's not just career. I think, I mean, even from something as, I mean, it sounds, I'm not demeaning beauty. Obviously, that's podcast about beauty. I love it. But from something as much as your beauty aesthetic, and when people message us and say, oh, I could never wear red lipstick. It's like, you could if you want to. Mm. It's just entirely up to you. You're listening to the wrong voice in your head that says, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I think actually starting with something like makeup often helps you be a gateway, whether it's makeup or fitness or wellness. You know, if you keep listening to the voice that says you can't, that's the only voice you will listen to, and then that bleeds into the rest of your life, and then it's your relationships, and then it's your career.
Absolutely.
So I think it's hard to listen to that voice, and sometimes it is easier to find it through something as little as choosing. I remember my best friend Terry White, who you know, who I'm sure awesome a lot of people individual. Listening to this know, because I talk about her all the time. But she will tell the story about how, I think she told it on your podcast, about how she, with her eyeliner.
Yes.
And now her signature winged eyeliner.
Yeah.
And how she just always thought it looked cool and sexy and grown up, and she wanted to do it, but she'd always had the voice, and her boyfriend was like, no, you look stupid, don't do it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and until it became part of her.
But I like the fact that she also said that her team, because she's the editor of a magazine, her team will know what mood she's in based on the size of her eyeliner. The wing. And I just thought that
she's
was
not
amazing.
Messing about. We've been through a lot. We've had to go into CVS in New York and buy a new one because she forgot to bring it with her. I've seen her Sharpie it on. Not recommended. But it was really the genesis of how that happened. Mm-hmm. How she was like, wow, that looks sexy and grown up, and I could never have that. Yeah. And then one day, in the, you know, when she was not in a good place, was just like, no, I am going to try it.
Yeah.
And then that was one of the things that helped change things for her.
And it's like last year I did #RedDread, which was every day I'm going to wear a red lipstick, because for some reason there's a voice in my head telling me that I can't wear it.
Yes, me too.
Or that it's too much nonsense. Or
I struggle
too much
with red lipstick because I feel like it wears me. But it's that's me telling myself that. No one's telling me that. No one's looking at me. No one's, and I again just name dropping from our podcasts now, but when I had Sally on the show, Sally Hughes, and I said that to her, and she was like, but that's fabulous. They are looking at you. They should be looking at you. And I was like, oh, I never look at it that way. I'm like, oh, don't look at me. I've got red lipstick on.
But yeah. And it's funny, actually, during Red, I was walking down the street with my friend, and I just picked her up from the station. She'd come to visit me, and we were walking to get a coffee. And she was like, my God, that lipstick today is so amazing. What is it? And I was like, it's Bourjois, and it's brilliant. It was really bright, though. But I absolutely love it. And Redford's been such an amazing experience because I feel like I've really grown in confidence. And at that very moment, a guy on a bike, who I don't think had showered that day, and he was on his way to B&Q to go and buy grout, he literally cycled past and went, oi, your lipstick's too bright. And for a moment, I thought he was right.
Yeah, he's not.
And I wanted to take my lipstick off. And then I was like, you know what? My name is Inigo Montoya. I'll wear this lipstick. I was just like,
you'd actually said that to him, you'd chase him down to B&Q, slap him in the face with his bag of grout. And be like,
I think I yelled after him, your ass is hanging out.
Nice.
Because it absolutely was.
Oh, if it was. Well, you were the one that was speaking truth.
Yes.
And he was the one that was full of shit.
Also, if you can't handle my lipstick, get out of my eyeline.
Yeah, that's just a great metaphor for life.
Get the rock in my eyeline.
Yeah. Oh, do you know who'd love your lipstick?
The rock.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next question. I really think it's important for both of our show's listeners to learn more about the woman behind the podcast, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I really love Arnold Schwarzenegger. And at this point, I want to say, obviously, there may be things about Arnold Schwarzenegger that some people don't like.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people that might not have liked certain things about him, definitely politically, are coming around a little bit now, because he seems to be making a bit more sense.
As I finish this story, I'm clutching the heart-shaped locket I have around my neck that I had engraved with Arnie.
Yeah, that you wear all the time.
Yes.
Beautiful commitment.
Yes. And, okay, the reason why I love Arnold Schwarzenegger is very simple. He used to be, or he was, a skinny Austrian boy.
Mm-hmm.
Who decided to make himself into the strongest man and decided to become the governor of California and decided to become the highest paid actor in Hollywood. And I read his book, Total Recall, and I've always liked his movies. One of my favorite movies in my top three is Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Nice.
It hasn't dated. I urge everyone to watch it again. It's so good. Features Guns N' Roses as well, which is always a plus.
Good time.
So yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a skinny Austrian boy who worked very, very hard and had nothing but focus and determination. I also think that he is, I've seen footage of him from like back in the day when he does that thing where he puts you down with a smile, which I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of, which is why I'm like, he's a bit questionable. But ultimately, everything he sets his mind to, he achieves. And so what happened is, one night, sort of at the beginning of the spiral into depression, I was at home alone working on a Friday evening, and I drank a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. And that is a lot for me. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very loose in my online shopping. Oh, but nice. I woke up the next morning, keys where I left them, wallet exactly where I'd left it, phone by my bed. And I thought, well, that was a great night, bit of a hangover. Obviously checked my phone, and at the top of my emails was confirmation of your order. Uh-huh. And I'd spent £85 on an engraved heart-shaped necklace.
That's
no regrets. And that's why I wear it every day, price per wear.
Price per wear's gone right down. My engraved heart-shaped necklace says, bitch, please. So I don't know what that says about me.
But the thing is, I have thought before about going and getting the other side engraved with either Dwayne or The Rock.
But then what happens? Because then I worry that you've set yourself up for a laminated hall pass list a la Friends, where you meet one or the other, and then they see the other side, and say... Well, it's like with Isabella Rossellini on Ross's list, and he swapped her out for Winona Ryder because she was local.
Yes.
And then Isabella Rossellini comes in the coffee shop.
And she had swapped him out for coffee.
Because what if Arnie reaches, like your eyes lock across a room, and he comes over and he reaches out to you.
Is it hot in here?
He picks up, like, you know, slides a finger along the gold chain.
Wait, who's Dwayne?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And he pulls it up and it's like, oh. And then he'll be like,
no, I probably wouldn't, because this also, it represents. So for me, he's a
just
totem.
Just get another Dwayne one and put that in your pocket.
Yeah. They call it, in totem in therapy, don't they? Something that you can touch or cling to, and it's like hopeful. And so for me, he's just a totem of anything you set your mind to, you can achieve.
Yep.
We've all got a bit of Arnie in us.
And that's the end of the show this week. Or we'd like to have. Oh dear.
Terminator 2 Arnie, 100%.
See, Running Man's my Arnie movie.
Oh,
I
so
love
many
Running
one-liners.
Man so much. I watched
Running
it
Man
loads
is amazing.
As a kid, and it makes me so happy.
I watched it as a kid. It's a Stephen King novel made into
Richard
a movie.
Bachman.
And I remember finding it quite upsetting.
Super intense as a kid. Super intense. And I think I hadn't watched it for years, but because I've been aware of it so much, it was just in my brain. Mm. And then I watched it for the first time in years and was just hooked, transfixed.
I think it's brilliant. And there's a lot of those movies around that era, because my brother's 5 years older than me.
Same.
And so, there you go. Mm-hmm. So when I was a kid, we'd go down to the local video store.
Clearview.
With VHS. Honestly, I grew up in a very small village. My family is still there. And the video shop was also the bait shop.
Nice.
So there'd be clay pigeons and bait, and they'd also fix electrical goods. But they had these two carousels with VHS videos in them. And so my brother and I would go down in the summer holidays. And so my brother would have been like 15, I would have been 10. So I realized that I was watching things like RoboCop.
Now our friendship makes sense, because ours was the same. My brother is 5 years older, and I had a cousin as well who's 3 years older, and he was a monster, and he's amazing. But I was five. I was the little one, and we were watching like Predator.
Yes. Oh
and
my
Running
god.
Man.
Are you excited about the new one?
I'm quite excited.
Very excited.
But yeah, we were watching all those movies when I was like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
So Aliens, all everything, and I had no fear of it. I was just like, oh, this is cool. Oh, I don't like that. And then that was it. And I just don't think I was taken in. But now I worry about what it's done to our psyche.
Totally. Because I watched RoboCop, the original. Because I watched the new one. And then
I bought my brother the VHS of RoboCop for his 18th birthday. Because it was one of our movies.
RoboCop, I went back and watched. That opening scene in the warehouse. That's rough.
Yeah.
That is some rough doo-doo.
It's super messed up.
It's true, but it was of an era. There were definitely those era of movies that kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit. But yeah, we were obviously too young to be watching them. But I don't think it's done us any harm.
I'm excited that it led us to beauty podcasting.
Isn't it just? We found solace in a palette.
Yeah, I was watching Aliens and then I was just like, God, I wonder which highlighter I'll be wearing 25 years from now.
Do you know what? True story. I was listening to, my brother put me onto this great app and it's called Binaural Beats, and it plays... frequencies
yes.
that stimulate certain brain waves.
Yeah, I'm a big ASMR listener and yeah. there's a lot of binaural beats in there.
So you can listen to frequencies that are great to listen to during if you're meditating
yeah.
on an unguided, or if you're trying to take in information, you can listen to alpha and beta and whatever. And I was trying to meditate the other day without a guided meditation man telling me what to do. And so I thought, oh, I'll put binaural beats on. And after 90 seconds, I thought, I'm sure that this is the noise that the spaceship makes in Alien. And I just completely came out of my meditative state.
That was a meditation. Oh, I think that is a meditation.
Then I was like, was that what James Cameron was trying to do?
Yeah. It's trying to.
Oh. It wasn't James Cameron. It was Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Alien.
Sorry.
It's Ridley Scott. Aliens is James Cameron.
Apologies for that.
Which is a whole
error.
Other podcast where we would have to have that debate.
Maybe we should start a film podcast. Starring Terry White.
See, I interviewed Mikaela from Miss Budget Beauty recently, which will be on an episode coming up soon. And we came up with like 25 ideas for podcasts. My favourite one being Totes, a podcast about handbags. It made me so happy.
We have to record our sideline podcast, which is I'm So Irrelevant. This has been going on WhatsApp yeah, for months, listeners.
So Irrelevant with Lindsay Kelk and Emma Gunn. Or Emma Gunn and Lindsay Kelk, depending on who's more irrelevant.
Yeah,
week.
And it just like we compete to see who could be the most irrelevant. And it just came out of the fact of, you know, when you're like, hi, insert brand name here. I would like to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. And they're like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
And so I'll just message you and say, Lindsay, I'm so irrelevant this week because so-and-so doesn't want to speak yeah. to me.
Anyway, quick fire.
Sure.
Before we have to go and I have to send you away forever until we record So Irrelevant. And favourite lipstick?
Well, I've got a new one.
No, that's for your highlight.
No, so recently I was waiting for a plane. I went into Superdrug in Edinburgh Airport and I was swatching loads of colours and I found my perfect lipstick. I put it all over Instagram because I literally couldn't believe it had happened. Mm-hmm. And it is B Beauty at Superdrug and it is a shade called Ooh La La.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a neutral nude. And I can wear it. If I've got no other makeup on and put it on, it looks great. If I've got a really smoky eye and put it on, it looks great. It's
wow.
everything.
That's
so amazing. I'm very, very happy about that.
It's like your beauty soulmate.
It is.
It's hard to find.
But the packaging, these lipsticks, the lids don't stay on in your handbag.
Oh, really?
I don't know how. I have completely lost the lid. This is a different shade.
It looks exactly like the original NARS lipstick.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Interesting. Good to know. Favourite mascara?
Favourite mascara?
The difficult eyes out there.
We're going to disagree very much on this because it is my favourite at the moment. I get on with Benefit Bad Girl Bang.
Yeah.
I really do.
It just makes my lashes stick together and then fall out and it smudges.
Other than that, although am I smudgy today? I'm wearing
no,
today.
You've got perfect lashes.
Other than that.
They do look subtle though. I always feel like Bad Girl Bang
I'm
is
at the end
bigger
of the tube.
Than that. Okay.
I'm at the end of the tube. Maybe that's making a difference. Maybe it's too
clumpy
at the beginning.
Maybe it's one of those that needs to dry out. Yeah. We often talk about this. Harry always has a good mascara need. Most mascaras need a couple of weeks to hit peak performance.
But also, if you get to the point in your mascara where you think, I feel like there should be a lot in the tube, but it doesn't feel to be coming out nicely, blast it with a hot hairdryer for 10 to 20 seconds. It softens up the formula and it's like new all over again.
Top tip.
Yeah.
Top tip.
Also, a big fan of Buxom Big Tees.
I love that. I'm glad you managed to get that out.
Yeah, I've started using that very recently and I really like it.
Yeah, it's a huge brush.
It is. It is a very. So you have to be careful with your angles because I have sort of drawn mascara on myself.
Oh, that's why I've always got sort of a smoky eyeliner because I just draw mascara on my upper lid every day and I just have to work it in because I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
CBA. CBA. top beauty tip.
Oh, it's probably the mascara and the hairdryer. Bollocks.
Oh,
I've just
yeah.
completely peaked.
Sorry, you'd give me a tip and then I...
Really no. What else is a good beauty tip? I do think there's a lot to be said for finding your signature products.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot to be said for playing.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a tip as such. I just think it's lovely to... Look, I'm a beauty writer who's worked for magazines for years. And so I have been very lucky to do a lot of trial and error without having to spend a single penny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand that if you aren't in that position, it's very expensive to do trial and error. So I think don't spend a lot of money on your play, but invest a lot of time into finding your signature stuff.
Good
if
call.
You can. Like lots of swatching, like play around. That's yeah. why your Facebook group's actually really good because there's a lot of discussion in there and people can find like someone says, I'm thinking about buying this particular lipstick, has anyone else tried it? You're pretty sure that a load of people will come back and say, this is what it looks like on me. So do a lot of that.
That has been great. I've found so many great things out of the Facebook group. Shout out to the Facebook group. We love you guys.
Full Coverage Facebook. Amazing.
Yeah, if you're not on there already, pop along to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast and the pinned post up there will take you to the Beauty Banter group, which I named without ever really thinking it was going to be successful. And now it is. So now that's what we're called forever. But we're over 2,000 members now.
I think you're at 2,200.
Which is crazy.
2,300?
Bonkers. Bonkers, but we're so excited. So yeah, come join us, talk about makeup. Yeah. It's great.
I see all the posts and I sometimes comment. Somebody asked yesterday about a very expensive face mask.
Mm.
And because I have used that face mask in the past, I haven't spent my money on it, I hasten to add. I thought, right, I'm putting my tuppence worth in here because I do not want this person spending their money unless they can really afford it.
Yeah, I've never used it. It was the Sicily Black Rose.
Black Rose. I will mention it.
It was very diplomatic of you not. but Harry, I know, loves it on clients.
Mm.
And I know Jamie Greenberg, when we interviewed Jamie, she said she loves it. But she first thing she said was, I don't pay for it.
Yeah.
It's such a lot of money. It's one of the things where I've drawn a line.
Yes.
And I couldn't do it.
It's really nice. And I have used it. But if something costs that much, and I'm a very demanding consumer, if something costs that much, I need my face to look noticeably different.
Yes.
Immediately. And it doesn't.
No.
It's like one of my favorite products was the Elemis Papaya Enzyme Peel.
Yes.
But I used to use it, wash it off and go, well, nothing's different. But consistently, about 3 days later, I'd think, God, my skin looks fantastic. Yeah, and it took me about 15 uses to go, oh, it's the... Sometimes you have a delayed reaction. But yeah, and with something like that, for that money, I need to feel...
But I feel like that should be instant. It's a hydrating, nourishing, glow-giving...
I understand why Harry would like it, because it would be a really good... Good base.
Yeah, pre-makeup.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of makeup artists that like it and use it. But again, they're not paying for it. So just, you know, think about that before you work out where to spend your pennies.
Look at the ingredients as well. Look at the ingredients and see if any of the high street stuff that purports to do a similar thing has a similar inky list.
Yeah.
Although that is quite a lot of fine work.
Well, but if you're going to spend that much money, I'm prepared to put the work in.
Yeah.
That's me. That's just me. And everyone else listening to this. Because then I think about how many things I could buy for how much I spent on that one thing. And that makes me have a minor meltdown. I've been having a real hard time as someone that has been on record as being an absolute monster and a terrible person spending money on beauty. I've had a really hard time lately looking at the price of products and going, how much? Like 30 quid for a lipstick? Are you joking me? When all I've been using lately, I mean, I love these new MAC ones. They're fantastic. And they're 18. So that feels like where I'm topping out at the moment. I've been wearing all summer loads of the L'Oreal Color Reshines, which to me are a total dupe for the Armani Shine lipsticks. They're exactly the same. They're shine lipsticks, so they last as long as each other. You know, they're not going to stain your lip forever and ever and ever. So why would I spend $40 on a lipstick that I'm going to reapply every 2 minutes?
I think, look, if you can afford to buy into brands, that's amazing. And it's the same as a carrier bag does exactly the same job as a Chanel handbag. It's just you're buying a brand and you're buying a look and a feel.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy into a brand and have, you know, a magnetic closed lipstick and all of the sort of the fancy packaging.
I always did. That was always my thing.
Yeah.
That was like, I want it to go clunk chink.
Yes.
Whereas lately I've had a really hard time on it.
I think definitely as well, I've noticed, because I talk about products a lot on my show and also on my Instagram, I am far more mindful than I've ever been about this could make somebody spend their money.
Yeah.
And I work hard for my money. I know other people work hard for their money and I don't want to misspend my money. And so I'm very careful about trying to make sure that there is a mix. And dupes are great. You know, if you can find something that looks like something else, fantastic. But let's face it, if you find a dupe for Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk, chances are deep down your heart really wants that rose gold packaging.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of weigh it up about what do you really want? If you just want the pigment, find the dupe.
Yeah.
But if you want that packaging, they last a long time. Why not treat yourself?
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
But yeah, it's interesting, the psychology of it. I wonder what it is that's made me do a 180. It won't last. It won't last because I've already, like, I want all those Too Faced lipsticks. And they're just glitter lipsticks. I feel like you could get dupes of those for, like, 2p from Claire's.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I want them. But I want them
I
so badly.
Bear it. I'm not getting pierced there.
Anyway, it's time to move on. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
such
so welcome.
Such a good person. You're such a nice person.
Oh, don't. I'm awful deep down, I'm sure.
No, good. I just didn't want to tell anyone that. I'm glad you did it. But right now, it's time. It's time. You know what it's time for? We've discussed this. There you go. We're tuning up. I feel like we're cheating on Harry, but I know she'd want us this.
She'd want it. She'd want me to give it the full welly.
She would. It's time. 1, 2, 3.
Highlight of the week.
Oh, I'm cutting me out of that because that was amazing.
No, I didn't give it full welly.
I don't know. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I've never thought to go the full on Vogue on it.
Oh, you have to.
You Mariah'd it.
You have to. You have to commit.
I'm so proud of you. I was
thank
like,
you so much.
Of the week. What I liked is what the listeners couldn't see was where you had your finger in your ear and the finger in the air.
I should have gone Aguilera. I should have been like, yeah.
The week. We have to end this so we can go to karaoke right now because she's on fire. Someone be a real prompt.
You might have to turn the volume down. On
I might have to.
I did try to do the thing where
that.
You pull the mic away.
No, but it was stunning. I tried to pull myself away. It was a lot.
I know. It felt like I rejected you and frightened you all in one movement.
And yet I was aroused. So, I mean, that was just a magical moment. My highlight of the week, I'm going to start, is so this is something I've been using on tour all week. I've been using it as actually.
You've been on tour?
I've been on tour.
Is that
I've
for your new book, One in a Million?
Out.
Yeah. It's a really good read. I read it.
Oh dear. Yeah, well, when I was traveling around the country listening to Emma's podcast, it's been very hot in England. It's been very, very bloody hot. So makeup hasn't really stood a chance. But the one thing that has stood up for me, and I can't quite believe it because I have been an Urban Decay primer potion shadow base person for life. And suddenly there is a new person in my heart and a new song, if you will. And it's the Fenty Beauty eyeshadow primer, and it's so good. It's a pro filter Invisi Pink amplifying eye primer.
Invisi Pink? Invisi Does that mean Pink. There are other different names?
No, it's just this. There's only one.
Not Invisi Nude.
But I assume that means they will do more. Like Urban Decay started with one and now they have loads of different ones. It's so good. I can't bear it. I can't. Honestly, it's freaking me out. It's you put it on, just a little swipe. It's a doe foot applicator and a little tube. It actually just looks like a baby version of the face primer, which I also like, but I don't like it. Like, I love this. I genuinely, at this point, I feel like I could not be without it and I would have a meltdown. It just keeps everything on like super glue. I don't know how. I don't want to know how. I don't want to know what spell was done over every bottle. Mm-hmm. I'm just very happy with it. It will keep anything, cream eyeshadow, powder eyeshadow, locks it down, keeps it on.
Well, you were raving about it on your Insta stories. And actually yesterday, I did get sent the Fenty Pro Filter Foundation.
Yes.
And I'm wearing it today.
And it looks
now,
great.
Bearing in mind, I've sweated quite a lot on the commute this morning and
can't
then
tell,
coming over
you?
Here. Am I still reading
no,
a
you
soft
look amazing.
Mat?
I would say you've got a dewy on the cheek, but I don't know if you're wearing a highlighter.
I think I might have popped in the Wet n Wild one that you gave me.
Perfect. Then no, you look amazing.
Fabulous, thank you.
Harry really likes the matte.
Soft matte.
Soft matte Pro Filter Foundation too. I've only tried a little sample because I'm not a massive heavy matte person. Mm. And I know
I'm
not
either, and that's why I was a bit reluctant. Yeah. But actually, I was quite impressed that it doesn't feel like you're wearing
a couple
matte
of times
makeup.
I went in to get it and they didn't have my shade. And then one time they did have it and I was like, moments passed, but maybe I need to go back.
The moment's
there
over.
So
sorry,
many.
Riri.
And this is the thing. We've got so much new news that we could go on about, and we will next episode, I'm sure, when I catch back up with Harry. But because winter is coming, says Ned Stark Calc, there's so many matte foundations coming out this winter. So many. I can't even, every time I open my email, it's a new bloody matte foundation. And I like a winter full coverage, but a heavy matte, I feel like I'm so far removed from now because of dewy.
I do as well. I just feel, this is the way I do my makeup now, and maybe it's because it's summer, but it's also because I feel like it's the thing that makes my skin look best, is I do my concealer first, and I do it around my nose, around my chin, around my eyes, and if I need anything else, if I'm a bit pink, I will use a sheer-ish foundation. And it does seem to be that that is the thing at the moment that works for me. So I'm like you. I'm reluctant to step into that matte world. I was reluctant to try this soft matte foundation, but I've used it 2 days in a row because actually...
It's a perfect shade match for you.
Oh, I'm absolutely stunned. Absolutely stunned. It's literally like, I'll try this one, see what it's like, and boom.
Yeah.
Perfect. Maybe a little bit on the pinky side earlier, but it took a while just
to... No, it's toned in beautifully. It's blended beautifully. There good work, go. Riri. What's your highlight of the week, Emma Guns?
Well, I know I talked about finding my signature lipstick, and it feels like finding the B Beauty Ooh La La lipstick, which is under a tenner, has opened the door to other...
It's floodgates.
Literally, because I've always wanted to find a nude that works for me, and it hasn't. And part of it comes down to a conversation I had with your friend and mine, Terry Barber, the creative director at MAC?
He's the greatest human. That's his title, greatest MAC, human.
Yeah, MAC had a dinner a few weeks ago and I chatted to him because I was the first there. And they had this big colour wheel of all of the makeup, all of the lipsticks in the MAC colour. It was huge and you kind of span it like Wheel of Fortune. And
so
he said, have you ever done a Bardot lip? And I'm like, what that? And he said, you know, have you ever done this kind of like, have you ever just patted in a nude? Have you ever done this? And we had a chat about it and he said, try this, and he pointed me in the direction of a couple of matte shades, and then MAC shades, sorry, not matte. And then he said, and you know what you should try? You should try red lipstick without any other makeup, just a bit of concealer, no mascara, nothing.
No, he said that not to me that I should do it, but as a look that he liked. Yeah. Didn't recommend it for me. Taking it personally now.
Well, the thing is that then Sam Chapman came in and we were talking about it, and she was saying how much she likes it, and then Sally came in and she was like, that's her go-to look.
Yeah.
And I'm not brave enough to try it, but I did say to Terry, one of these days I'm going to do it and I'm going to put it on my Instagram as like a main grid image.
Do you know what? We're going out for a drink after this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it.
Yes!
Because I'm not wearing anything now. I've just got a bit of concealer on.
Are you seriously not?
No, concealer.
I thought you had makeup on. You look pretty good.
I've got a touch of mascara and then just a little bit of concealer on my chin and my nose.
Very nice. Yeah, do it. So, yes, so I have, since this week, it's like all of the nudes are suddenly, you know, like attracts, and I am holding Beauty Pie Shine Up Lip Colour Balm, and this shade is Baby Bear. And
B-A-R-E or B-E-A-R?
I would prefer it if it were B-E-A-R, Baby Bear.
Maybe, sorry, it just really tickled me. It's a baby bear. Oh, but
don't ever cuddle a baby bear just in case the mummy bears.
No, they get really mad about it.
Really, really mad.
Yeah.
Baby Bear, unfortunately it's B-A-R-E.
Fair dues.
But it's very soft and it's quite, sort of shiny and shimmery in a way that isn't shiny and isn't shimmery.
Yeah.
And it actually clings whilst being soft. Not for ages.
Yeah.
It's a very soft texture that will leave, but I've got it in my handbag and I'm just reapplying it all the time. It's lovely. Lovely stuff.
Amazing. We don't have a joint highlight because we did not think ahead. Terry Barber's our joint highlight.
Yeah, Terry Barber.
Just Terry Barber.
Terry Barber for the win.
I love him so much. I told Harry that I had met him and she immediately was just like, can we have him on the podcast? And I was like, I have requested that we can have him on the podcast. And she was just like, I will get on a plane. If you can do it while you're here, I will get on a plane. So he is our highlight. He's a triple highlight. I thought I was going to say three-way highlight, but I got into loads of trouble making three-way jokes this week, so I won't.
He's our triple H highlight.
Yeah.
This is going to sound like I'm being like, hey, well, you like Terry, but I've been at various events with Terry for many years now, and I can confirm that I went to a big award ceremony probably over 10 years ago now, and it was he... was so much fun. My sides hurt for 2 days afterwards from laughing.
We just had lunch together and he offered me his chips.
All right.
And that was
love.
I didn't mean like we just did it. I mean like that's all we did.
Well, when I spoke to him earlier on the phone, he was like, I love you, Emma.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, tell that kelk to get off my f***ing chips. But no, he kept being like, have another chip. And I was like, but I love you. And I don't know how to communicate that in this restaurant in polite company because it's really awkward.
But he's also one of those people that he, as much as he's very nice, like he doesn't get, that's not his motivating factor. He's not somebody who wants to be told that people love him.
No, he just wants to do the thing that he does. That's why I love him, because he just wants to do the thing that he loves and that he's amazing at, and he wants to be amazing at it. And the thing is, that's remarkable in this day and age.
Yeah, and when you get him one-on-one and you say to him, what do you think of this trend? The one thing I love about Terry in the flesh is he will tell you exactly what he thinks of something. Yeah. So if you say, if I have lots of trends that I think are absolutely nonsense and I just go, Terry, blah, blah, blah. And the look on his face will tell me everything.
Yeah. Loved his palette.
I want to play with it all day
so
long.
So good. So good.
So good.
Well, I've got to do the lip thing first. So I can't play with it. So I've got to do it because I've just promised
you can do
the
eyes tomorrow.
I'll do the eyes tomorrow. Yeah, lips today, eyes tomorrow. On that note, we have to wrap up. I'm so sad.
I'm sad.
I'm sad for this to end.
But it's not really, though.
It never really ends, does it? Because of WhatsApp.
Yeah. Never. And also because we're in the same room.
There is that. Yeah, I'm not actually going to make
And I'm not
leave.
Going out into the heat for at least another hour.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool in this flat.
It's lovely. If you need to have a snooze, go ahead. I'll just watch the rest of it.
That's definitely not what I was doing when Emma got here.
I'll make notes and ask you questions when you wake up.
Oh, it makes me so happy. But thank you so much for being our first ever guest host.
A delight. Harry, I hope I've done you proud.
I think you've done us all proud. You've shown me up is what you've done.
Ridiculous.
Which is fantastic. And thank you so much for listening at home. Yes. You know, you can find us on social media at Full Coverage Podcast, at Full Coverage Pod, wherever you find your social media. We're on the Twitter, we're on the Gram, we're on the Facebook. Actually, that's not everywhere, is it? But that's where we're all, Twitter, Gram, and Facebook. And if that's not enough, you can email us, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Mm-hmm. And come and join us in the Facebook group. Come and join me and Emma.
Yeah, and there are some
group.
Other beauty names in there. There's a certain Caroline Hirons. There's a certain Nadine Baggett.
Yeah, they're all in there. They're all having what larks. What larks we have in there. But yeah, it's amazing. And if you felt so inclined and this hasn't put you off entirely, and you wanted to pop over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods, give us a little review.
Hit those 5 stars.
A cheeky 5 stars.
That subscribe button.
It makes a massive, massive difference to this podcast. It means we can do more podding for you.
The pod fam love 5-star ratings and reviews, don't we?
It's funny that, isn't it? That's like the one thing we've all got in common.
It's my highlight of the week. It's our highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week is getting a 5-star review.
Oh, when we launch a range of beauty products, we should have a 5-star highlighter.
Oh my god. Oh, she's so clever. That's brilliant. That's why we had you here.
Yeah,
we've finally
delivered.
At the very end of the
Took
show we hit gold. That's amazing. On that note, it's time to turn in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, and thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next episode with old Difficult Eyes herself, my beloved, who've been separated from so long. And I can't guarantee we'll have such a good song. Maybe we'll just use your rendition of Highlighters of the Week as the jingle forever now.
You're welcome to it.
Thank you.
I can re-record it if you ever need
me. I appreciate it. You heard it here first. That's it now. We'll speak to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.